Hello. Yeah, hi. It's me. I see. Does the third person here also? So we have Alex. I guess is in Svika is here. Okay. Then someone else. I forgot who else is the other person on. Okay. Good. So we're holding here in a section Dalet over here. And now remember, the Rambam here is he's writing a practical igeres. It's not writing only philosophical work. So he's going to describe in this piece, in this section, the halachas of Kiddush Hashem and the anhagas. So until now, he bore down very hard on the person that A, paskened wrong and was totally insensitive to the needs of people while going through such a difficult period, and he was very upset about that. Now he's going to say, okay, let me get the halachas straight. This is obviously before he'd written the halachas, doesn't mention his sefer and so on. V'kasher isi hadova mafli azeh. When I saw this strange thing, what? Did we do gimel or not? Okay. So he says, "V'hini mevayat ha'mashenov v'zeh moisiv lehabil." So now he was saying that all of these people who were, by telling these people that if you did a mitzvah, it's worthless once you've done the averis, he says over here, it's wrong, and now he brings a whole list of people that he's going to show that doing something even slightly good at a time, no matter who the person is worth something. There was nobody as bad, as wicked as Achav. I mean, he's the archetype of someone who is a bad person. But it says, "Kishesom shtei shoras v'chetzi, lefish amcha chamazal botla gzeir me'olav, k'mayshlem ayudva Hashem al yoa tish bilei marisa kinichna Achav milfonai. Yan kinichna in v'ponai lo avi ro b'yomav, b'mei b'noi avi ro al beisayv, lo kipeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar tanisayv." So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mekaper hischar, despite the fact that he did wrong. In other words, there's no such thing. By a person, we have a musig. I get sick and tired of somebody, then I say, you know what? I don't want to know from you. I don't want to hear from you. Get lost. I'm sick and tired of handling with you. That's it. That's a human type of thing. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. If the person has a if the person is someone who is shayach to doing good, then if he did good, then every good counts for the good. V'eglam melech moev sheitzel Yisrael lefisha som kovil keisol k'sham le'ehud dvar lekim li'alecha v'amad me'akisei g'malo akel g'mul toy v'som kisei shloimo yishu kisei Hashem v'sham v'yishav shloimo al kisei v'yishav shloimo al kisei Hashem. So there's no such thing as any item getting lost. It's just like a mitzvah doesn't erase an aver doesn't erase a mitzvah. Each and every prat the person does good is good. Rechanetza Rasha shaharg mi Yisrael kachoyla shaspas hayam v'sarav beis adoim ragav shal ikenu v'shvil shirotz arba psiyos lahaktim shem amoklim shem chizkiyo k'mo yishomer roat basoy arba psiyos haya gemuloy shemolach abo yimshonik mashmolach shloim yivlo kibach gosh bach uschari Ezeva Rasha shehayid be'oysoy shehayid shehayid Hashem be'ivosoy. It says about Esav Rosh Hashanah, who says, "I hate him." Ubirach Hachamenu Zal Roya Paolov. Ve'omru Boisa Yoim Ova Chomish Averis, Horex HaNefesh, Ova Rabadizor, Bol Naim Rosh, Ve'kofet Chesem Esim. Ve'shot Es HaPchoyra, or it means he was Mevazet HaPchoyra. Nis'atib Talisa Nersa Yizik Oviv Omri Abba Yesh Maisa L'melech. Amle kama bni medaki mitzvoisav. Ve'im kol ze, kishirzik mitzvah achas yikibur av, ha'yeschorish rosno Hashem malchus bli hefzik ha'chev melech ha'mashiach, ve'shomer lema sholem ein ben David ba'at shikol esav schar kibur ave'im. Tirchsiv acha kovet shlochani lagoyim. Ve'zeh dvar chachamenu zal bekam mekoymuis. Ein ha'kashbor kabes chakol beryeh. Ale yigma la oila malpulos atoy b'chol mishaseu, v'yanus la maisa rosa l'mishaseu kozman shaseu. I want to stop on this a second. L'chura, I mean, he brings a big list of Chazal that seem to support everything in terms of bringing a riot to this point, that if you do something which is good, even if you're even aver and so on, then it's you get the scarf it and v'cholu. Yeah, those are these chazal that he brings here, and he brings a very powerful array of makaris. But there are other chazal also. Well, the Rasha Oma Malach Ola Sape Chukoy, for instance. Mi Bikesh Eis Miyevchem Rmois Chatzeroy. Where Akadosh Baruch Hu says or Torfenloy it is Tfilosoy and things of that nature. So you find. You find psukim like that, where he castigates klal yisrael gam dam nimtza b'kanafeichem and so on. So, what's the klal? When do we say that if a person did something wrong, then it doesn't take away from what he does right? And when do we say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says I don't want you and so on? So, I don't know if there's a klal, but I think there are a few different points to bear in mind. One is, sometimes it's a pircha on the person's mais and kavanis. For instance, malchasat bechukai means the following. If a person is not keeping mitzvahs, but he's saying a lamda shetikol Torah, the classic caricature, right or wrong, about the person sitting and writing a shetikol Torah on Shabbos. So there's two elements here. There's an element of, if this person is really believing in what he writes and holds by what he writes and so on, how's he writing it on Shabbos? Bal korchach, it must mean that the person sees it as a very, very as a very intriguing mental gymnastic, but doesn't see it in terms of an emes. In other words, your maisim are a stira to what you're engaged in. Sometimes it's not. Let's say someone has a very strong taiva, and he was bala erva, but then he's sitting and learning. There is a sense over here of the person, he means the learning seriously. It's not that he doesn't believe in the emes of taiva, he just has a big taiva. So okay, so he has a big taiva, so we'll deal with the taiva separately, but it's not a stira betz, and the fact that he's a bala vera is not a stira. But if the person willfully is, let's take the classic example of the person sitting and writing on Shabbos, so that means you obviously don't see the Torah as being emes. It's something that, it's a game. So it's over there, it's a pircha on the amitas of what you're doing. That would be one example. A second example of things that would be affected by a person's tzitkis and not tzitkis would be something that's extra credit. Lemashal karbonis, and this is why the psukim almost always castigate Klal Yisrael about karbonis. Karbonis are not be'etzim achiv on the person. So the person himself has no chiv to do karbonis. He's doing it out of a so-called expression of great avos Hashem. And he's doing it as a lefnim ashuras hadin, and that's something that we can call him out on it. We can say, listen, it's one thing, whatever you're obligated, you have a chiv to do, and so on. But if you're a Russia, and you're coming to bring a carbon, which more than it being lifnim mishurat hadin, there's another knesh which applies to carbon, and a certain sense into tefillah as well. There are things that I do because I'm obligated to do them. Let's give an example. Imagine I work for somebody, a steady worker, and my contract says I have to do X, Y, and Z. So, I don't know, stock the store, deliver, whatever. And I messed up something bad. So, on the one hand, to fulfill my obligations to keep working, so let's say I broke a crate, but I still need to, so even though the boss is very angry at me, I still need to finish doing what I was in the middle of doing. I mean, I'm required to do it, I'm getting paid for it, I'm obligated, and I need to finish doing it. But let's say I want to get a special favor out of a person. So when things are good, I work hard and serious and well, and I come to person and say, no, I've been working so hard for you now, and I'm massive, I need some money and help. So then I have upon him to go and ask him for a taiva. I can give him a present that could be as something which is sort of a ritzui. When a person, when I've damaged, hurt, upset the person, there's no makom not for ritzui, and certainly not for bakasha. Karbonis in the sense that they are have an element of ritzui and tefillah, which is an element of extra bakasha, that is no makom. Now, I believe the Shemoneh Esrei mechuyev to daven, you're mechuyev to daven no matter what. It's you can't get up one morning and say, you know, I'm not sure I want to daven shachris. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu might be upset with me. I guess if he wasn't upset till then, he will be upset when you turn over the other side and go to sleep again. So that's not something that is excusable. But when I'm going out of my way a tefillas nedava, a special bakasha, when I perceive myself as being a rasha or bad person, has no tam. So it's as relates to special mitzvahs, where they're a b'china of a ritzui, and it's something special where I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something beyond, over there I see this to be an issue. Then he says,
"Vim eila koy from
yeah." But again, it says that there was a certain schar in it. There is a schar in any kosher program. You can go to the dogs that weren't chayritz the shenam. I don't know if it was out of Avos Yisrael. Most of the dogs we know are Sinai Yisrael, but it wasn't out of a matzav of Avos. It just the metzias was they did toiv, and any kosher program is on any level of toiv, anything. In these places, Lemaisa, so in the examples he gave, Achav, you do see a certain change of heart, a certain achno. And the other ones, Eglon, Buchanetza, and Esav, I would assume, certainly Eglon and Buchanetza, these were pu'ulos that were not the etzem mitzvahs, but rather things that require a leiv shalom, being nichna, being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That also was quite shmaim. My feeling would be that there had to be a real rutzen to be mechaber shemaim, or else these things wouldn't work. So. In these areas, I do think that there was it wasn't as if the person was doing it callously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oymid on it that he really means it, the Ma'isa Mitzvah. Ve'im eilu ha-koyfrim ha-mfursomim yigmul Hashem gmul toiv al ma'at mizeh ma'isa toiv. So if you have these koyfrim who are real koyfrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back for the tiniest of ma'isim toivim,
Yisrael shenensa boinis hashmad voisim mitzvahs b'seisa eichel igulim Hashem atoiv v'loya hefrish etzloi ben oisim mitzvah ein oisa ben oivir al kim lashaloy avodoy. So he says, if a person, I mean, marach people who are real of the avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back for mitzvah done, certainly in these cases, v'chol ze yiroa midivri ze ha'ish, and he says, and this is all, I'm referring to the what he's wrote bad, ela kashi yispalol yas avera, v'kach kazav omer kishtayim rozo se ami. In other words, the whole whatever he wrote is miyosi megana shazmanoi at she'ovaz ledaba b'choy kachachom zchon vrok moshe be'arnu. At the end of the day, in his kanos against the people of his dor that he hated, that he despised, he said something which was halakhically wrong, was against what Chazal said. Chazal have all these cases which that they point out the good that a person gets rewarded for. In the world of mitzvahs and halacha, and the world of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnaig with his brias, v'omar shu yonesh al ma'is ha-mitzvahs, v'koy diber sh'tfilas achad mimena averhi, v'al k'moy zom ha-shloim v'al toim al-fei ha-malach kishkogahi. In other words, don't, it says, al titen spichol achteis p'sorecha, that's the beginning of the pasuk, and you let your mouth go loose, and you didn't realize how bad or terrible thing you said. Okay, now Dalit. This is something with, having seen this tshuva the person wrote, which I think is terrible. As Hashem, so he said, I'm going to put together the halacha the way it should be and put things straight. I'm going to organize into five categories. Hamina rishon bechalukas hamitzvos beis ha'oines. The different levels of mitzvah when somebody comes imanis you, the different dargas. Hamina sheni bigvul chil Hashem ve'onshei. Hamina shlishi b'madregas ha'nerogim al kiddush Hashem v'nusim v'nes hashmad. Haminor vi beinyan ze hashmad ben hashmadis, uma roi lorim lasis boy. How should a person deal with this particular shmad? Hamina chamishi besipo echios laodom she yishome beze hashmad amokim vatleu amen. And the final category is to give you a to give you instructions what to do. The first one, b'inyan ze hashmad ben hashmadis, is the halachic difference between this shmad and other shmadis. In other words, he's going to address particularly this gzeirah shmad. And the fifth one is the general instructions what a person should do b'sas hashmad. B'sas tishmad, yeah. Hamina rishon, b'chaluk sen ze shas ha'ines l'shoy sheklolim. And so this is, we're standing on halachic grounds. The first one is mitzvahs, like avodah zarah, gilarei shvichas damim. Hadin behem shekol zman she'ones al achas men hu mitzvah v'sharag v'al yabach ol zman. That's famous. V'chol mokom v'al ezin yishiyah. Omnam omris, he says, so when I said b'chol zman, it's both b'shas hashman shlo b'shas hashmat. V'chol mokom is tzinah v'hesya. So these three mitzvahs makes no difference. The circumstance at all makes no difference. It's famous Yarg Val Yava. Ushar mitzvahs kula milvad ela shloisha imanosaleim oines yabit. So the other mitzvahs, if somebody is trying to force a be'aiva, you need to ask the next questions. Beis imlanos atzmo niskavein Yava Vayarik. So somebody puts a gun to your head and he wants you to to work his field on Shabbos, and the only reason he wanted to work it on Shabbos is because the person's got a crop that has to go out, whatever it is. So, Dier HaLachas Yaval Yarek, Urai L'Dovazep Peper Tzor Meirer, V'Esta Pahes Yavet, Omer Esta Kakas Oilam Hi, Rava Manos Atzme Shaini, Damar Rava Igoi V'Chulo, V'Kam Lachki Rava. So, Imkein Nizbay L'Chol Shekozna Sheskam Los Atzmoi, L'Chaz Yavav Ayarog, even Fahes Yen Shas Hashmat. So, any type of Aveira, that it's not one of the Gimel Chamurais, the halacha is that it's that only if the person is miskabel anosoi, there is no chiyuv to be meisen nefesh. Gimel vim niskabel aviroi. If he's doing it because he wants bedafka that the person should be over avera, yabed kemoike. So now we have to look at what is this? What we have to look at the backdrop. Or of the times. Im hoisa isa ishashmad, if it's ashmad, yoharig val yaver be mitzina be megoli. Vim hoisa shalibish as ashmad. Im hoya besese yarig val yaver vayarig. Vim hoya fahesi yarig val yaver. And now he quotes the Gemara of Zetoshan Yezek, Yosra Abdimi Amrabechna, Philoshabish as ashmad. So the first category is the category of the chiyuv to Moisei Nefesh. Now, the Rambam sort of divorces it from the next piece, which is Kiddush Hashem Chil Hashem. In the Min Hasheni, he's going to speak about Kiddush Hashem Chil Hashem. The Mashmos says, even though we learn these Gimel Chamuris, Adin of Yarev Yava, they're not of the same category as these. The three, the Gimel Chamuris, Gemara Darshis, from the Pesukim, Darshin it from Chol Nafshecha, as far as Avodah Zarah goes, from Ritzicha is a Svara, and Arayis is a Hekesh to Ritzicha. But so really, this is not, it is Kiddush Hashem as a result of what you're doing. But the Mechayiv for Mesiyas Nefesh is not Kiddush Hashem. But it's really it's a requirement within the mitzvah that in this mitzvah there's an obligation to take it all the way to the extreme. In the Min Hasheni, we're talking about Gvul Chil Hashem Va'Onshei. So it's a little the Rambam here when he talks about by calling the next group Kiddush and Chil Hashem, this is closer to what we call colloquially Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem yecholok shnei cholokim kloli prati. Hakloli yecholok shnei cholokim. Echad mehem sheyase echad neodem aveir lahachis lo yasena letainego arevus sheimotze maisahu el yose kalo neveniv zebeinov hine ze kvar chilas Hashem. Vehu omer yisparach velizis shovu bishmi l'shekem chalt Hashem akecho. So this category of Chil Hashem is a category where a person is making light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias. If a person does an Aveira out of Taiva, so it doesn't say anything about his belief in Harach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Machshiv and holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, yes, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam Kvodo, but I have a strong type and I can't resist it. So there's no element really of a Chil Hashem in it. When a person does something bezodin, not for taiva, so what's happening here? The person is getting up and saying, it's unimportant. I can commit a certain crime. I can fill out a piece of paper incorrectly, I know it's wrong, it's an IRS form, it's a government form, it's whatever it is, but I want the money. So what's driving me is the money. There sometimes is a form that I say is insignificant and it's narishkeit, and I just make a joke of it. When a person has no taiva to do an avera, and what's motivating him is that he sees it, it's either an act of open rebellion, or just an act of, I couldn't care less. That's Chil Hashem. The word Chil Hashem is famously from the word cholo, which means to empty out. It's as if I've succeeded in hollowing out the world of, like this, I say the whole world is full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to be reckoned with, and it's unimportant and significant, I've sort of hollowed out his metzias in the world. Which is a higher dagger. So it's interesting. So the Chil Hashem doesn't. Chil Hashem is not just because he's affecting other people. That's an added issue. But deep down, it's a type of avera where it's the content of the avera is the Chil Hashem. It's the emptying, so to speak, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vasheni sheyishtad lo dem atzmo shel yisakim poloise vagashmish at sheyigolu etzel hamoyim menu sipurim migunim oid. So the Rambam says, this is, I guess, the most colloquially called Chil Hashem, where a person doesn't at all care about his hanhaga. Ve'avol pishlo yisrael avera ko Chil Hashem, neshuro lo dem sheyisham ne'odam ve'averis, k'mo sheshama v'mashesh b'inoy v'in b'yroi. K'mo sheshama yisparach v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. So let's talk about this a little bit. The what he's doing over here is he's not doing a real avera, but he's doing something that we would consider to be mechur. He's acting in a way that's not in line with the Hilchos Derech Eretz that this person is supposed to be noyik, and that's something which is. In sometimes in Chazal's mashma that these are masni'ai, it just that turns people off. Over here it says that it also creates by people a sense of a lack of godliness. When people see me and I look like I'm doing something that's wrong, so again they equate that to flaunting, to saying, yeah, it's not important. It's a type of behavior where people say, I sure hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. So it's not something that might be a clear avera, but it's something that people feel is unethical, wrong, whatever. They give another category. It's people are embarrassed with what they hear about him. So it don't fall into a very category, but the fact that I don't care, that I'm willing to project a tzura of being somebody who's not a good person, in itself is a Chil Hashem. It shows that I don't care. It's not important. Vaprati yechalek l'shei chalokim. On a more in a specific personal way, there are two categories. Ha'echad sheyase ish chacham ma'ase shu mutal chol adam, ela sheish kamayhu en rozes kemasehu. Mipnei shu yodua b'ma'ase chesed v'vukesh mena yoyis mezulosei. A person who is considered to be on a higher darga, person is considered to be a tzaddik. Say as a Ben Torah, and people expect more out of his Anhaga, and he doesn't, that's also Chil Hashem. In other words, any time the person acts in a way that projects itself as being without caring about what people think and so on and so forth, that's called Chil Hashem. V'zeh ma'im ha'rav b'gvul Chil Hashem k'goyin anodesh ha'kil nebisrav lehivna d'mei la'alta. If a person, he says, if I would take meat and don't pay, klema, sha'odam k'moy lo'y roi lo'y sh'ikach dov ad sh'itein dom av tekev sh'lokev le'acha, abish z'ah ma'is v'n t'holodam. So even though everyone else is allowed to take on credit, but a rav should not, he should be more medaktik b'maisov, and should not do something which other people, which even though it's namli muta, but it's something that he should be misnag differently. My assumption is that it doesn't apply to something like a credit card, obviously, because, I mean, that's what it's there for. Normally I'm supposed to be paying today for services that were rendered to me. I'm not paying, and I'm pushing it off, so either the person might be choishes, he's not paying it, or just they have some schlepping it. There has to be obviously some sense that it's wrong. And so on. We find Adam Chashuv Shiny. So yes, there is a standard that we expect of a person who's an Adam Chashuv, and since people expect it, it's a Chil Hashem if they don't get it. And the Chil Hashem is the fact that people interpret it as a zilzal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than as a personal shortcoming. Vasheni. So here we're talking about not a personal avera, but his interaction with other people is lousy. If a person is very, very rude puts down people when he deals with them, he's not friendly, he doesn't act with good meters towards people, that's a Chil Hashem. And it says, oil applying it at the Lamatera, Lovish Lamatera, but if it's an hug, it's nice. People say, come, know that this person is Torah, and so on, coming to Konim Drochav. Velule Pachati Marichas at Sir Kavanser in a Poy. If I wouldn't be worried about being Mirich for too long, or you see me Vailacha Echro Lodom Shay Snagim the Odom. Everything a person does, people should walk away feeling extremely pleased with him. I want to stop a bit and talk about this because it's just very interesting. The Rambam does speak about this in Mishneh Torah where it belongs. He's saying over here, I would really like to spend a lot of time talking about this. I have a bit of a strange shaila. It is not midivrei chacham to go off on tangents. Lechura. If the Rambam would have discussed it, his only problem here is that it's very long and it's not going to fit into the letter. It's going to cost him more mail or whatever. But what shaykh does it have to do with anything? I mean, what's the point of writing about this? This is not the place for it at all. This is very, very incidental. So I think he may be. He may, in a sense, want to knock the writer the one who wrote that tshuva, that calling them Rishayim and Apikarsim and, you know, no good tefillah and so on. I think this is a further a sort of he's bearing down at that point that a person needs to have goodwill and good feelings towards people. So even, you know, whatever you would tell them lalacha, it has to be told the Sefer Panim Yafis, that he says the way he writes these people off the map, and he just says they're goyim and they're worse than goyim, and that's a terrible chal Hashem because of the type of interaction. That's why he includes it over here. It could also be a simpler reason is not why he includes it, but why as a hamid to include it. There's a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Brachos, and the Rambam says that he's going to speak about Amunah on a tangent, and he says even though I'm going off on a tangent, but Amunah is such an important topic for me that wherever I have some excuse, I put it in. It's something which is, you know, it's important to him, and that's why he writes it. So I'll call upon him the those are two possible reasons that I can think why the Rambam would even have a Havmina. I'm just excusing myself. He says, you know, it's going to be very, very long if I'm going to have to write about it. And then he says, Kedushas Hashem is Hefech Chil Hashem. If a person does a Maisa Mitzvah that has no ulterior motive except for Avodas Hashem, that's Kiddush Hashem. And so this obviously has to be done Berabim. It is a little hard. How would people know if the person has ulterior motives or not? Let's say if I go and I do a certain chesed for somebody, or I daven, or I fast, or I learn, or whatever it is. So I guess money, people can determine if I'm getting paid for it or not. But for covet, if I'm doing it, or for things of that nature, those are things that are very hard to determine. But I guess just if people feel that way, if this is what it looks like. If people, the Shmuas Tovus over means people are say only nice things about him. So we have the two categories of Kiddush Hashem, where a person rises in an Nisayan and to not be even a Vera, just L'Shem Shemayim. And secondly, where he interacts with people in a way that projects well on Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Or kemoikein, adam godlik sheyemana atzmin and yonam shemuchar mitzvah adam. Va'al pi she'ina beina mucharin, kiddush Hashem k'mesham al zus v'asayim harakim imcha. So, it's interesting. So the Rambam has here a little bit of a twist to it. What he's saying that, I mean, you can never call a ma'aseh Kiddush Hashem something that you're not doing. It has to be, in order for refraining from an avera to be of positive value, it has to be a situation where you had the opportunity to do it and it didn't materialize. The opportunity materialized, but you didn't do it. So here also he says, these are things that I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm a type of person that, between me and myself, I eat with my hands. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think it's fine. But people find it to be quite not nice. So I refrain myself because of that. Things that I'm chorim and adam. Even though I'm chorim, kiddush Hashem. So, despite the fact, I mean, this is interesting, because in other mitzvahs, l'mashal, it says that for the Averos Bali Yadi, I had a real chance at buying non-kosher stuff and eating it, and I didn't do it, it's considered like I did a mitzvah. That's on a personal level. So I say, you know, I strained myself religiously, etc., etc. Over here, we're really talking about the effect that what you have is on others, and so on.
So
here you're not, you're not doing an Avera where you simply could have, you could have gone with the Shitas Cha, but I don't know if people see that. No one else knows that you have a different sheet and you could have done X, Y, Z. It's between you and yourself that you're refraining because it's a problem. But actually, he says that's called Kiddush Hashem, and that's the opposite of the last two or three exams of Chilul Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? I don't know. It seems as if Chilul Hashem is something that sort of transcends particular, like Chalu is a particular lois essay. And these, I don't know. I hear the question, I understand the issue, I'm not sure. Okay, so we'll hold it here. Okay, call it up. Good night. Shabbat. Good night.